What if everything you've been taught about taking notes is backward? We highlight textbooks in neon yellow, fill spiral notebooks with lecture summaries, and bookmark articles we'll definitely read later. Yet when it's time to write that paper or develop that idea, we stare at a blank screen, paralyzed. The problem isn't our intelligence or discipline, it's that we've been treating notes as storage when they should be conversation. Consider Niklas Luhmann, a German civil servant with no formal training in sociology, who published 58 books and hundreds of articles by treating his notes not as an archive, but as a thinking partner. His secret wasn't genius. It was a deceptively simple system that transformed scattered thoughts into interconnected knowledge. We've been sold a lie about when writing begins. The standard advice, pick a topic, outline, research, then write, guarantees anxiety because it asks you to create something from nothing. Your brain rebels and you procrastinate or produce shallow work. Real writing doesn't start when you open a blank document. It starts the moment you read something interesting and capture a thought. The slip box method recognizes this truth. Instead of hoarding highlighted passages you'll never revisit, you're building a living network of ideas that grow more valuable with every addition. Each note becomes a seed for future work. When you finally sit down to write, you're not staring into the void. You're assembling thoughts you've already developed, refined, and connected. The intimidating mountain becomes a series of gentle slopes you've been climbing all along, one note at a time. The method distinguishes three note types, each with a specific purpose. Fleeting notes are quick captures, thoughts that strike in the shower or during a walk. Jot them anywhere, your phone, a napkin, an index card. They're temporary reminders, not polished thoughts. Literature notes capture what resonates from reading. Write in your own words and be ruthlessly selective. You're extracting what matters to your thinking, not summarizing. The magic happens with permanent notes, where fleeting and literature notes transform into developed ideas. Each permanent note expresses one complete thought in full sentences, as if explaining to someone else. This isn't about preserving information, it's about generating understanding. When you articulate an idea clearly and connect it to existing notes, you're actively thinking, not just storing knowledge. The slip box becomes an external mind that compensates for your brain's limitations while amplifying its associative powers. Over time, notes cluster around recurring interests, and you're not hunting for topics. You're choosing between multiple promising directions that have emerged organically from your intellectual curiosity. Most of us read like tourists, passing through texts, snapping mental photos, moving on. But reading for the slip box transforms you into an archaeologist, carefully excavating ideas and examining connections to your existing understanding. When you know you'll write a permanent note in your own words, you can't nod along passively. You're forced to test your comprehension, to articulate precisely what the author means and whether you actually agree. This is deliberate practice disguised as note-taking. Richard Feynman famously said his notebooks weren't a record of his thinking, they were his thinking. Writing permanent notes exposes gaps in your understanding mercilessly. That paragraph you thought you grasped, try explaining it to your future self and watch the confusion emerge. The slip box also protects against confirmation bias. Instead of starting with a thesis and cherry-picking evidence, you gather ideas indiscriminately and let patterns reveal themselves. You're not building a case, you're discovering what the evidence actually says. As you practice this skill daily, you develop chunking, the ability to recognize meaningful patterns quickly. Reading becomes faster and more insightful because you've built mental models through repeated engagement with ideas. After writing a permanent note, ask, where does this belong in my network of ideas? This isn't filing, it's intellectual work. You're exploring how this thought relates, contradicts, or complicates what you already know. These connections are where insight lives. The slip box's power grows exponentially because each note becomes accessible through multiple pathways, through the index, or by following links from related ideas. This mirrors how memory works. We recall through association, not mental file cabinets. Work with the Slipbox long enough, and you'll make a humbling discovery. That brilliant idea you just had, you wrote about it 6 months ago. This isn't failure. It's the system working. Seeing past thoughts forces you to notice subtle differences between similar ideas or spot contradictions that catalyze new insights. The Slipbox becomes a conversation partner that challenges, reminds, and surprises you. Unlike your brain, which fills gaps with false memories, the Slipbox shows what connections actually exist. This external scaffolding is essential because our brains are fundamentally unreliable. We need writing to think clearly and the Slipbox to think systematically across time. The Slipbox demolishes the myth of sudden inspiration. Real creativity emerges from deep familiarity with ideas and the freedom to play with them. By liberating thoughts from their original contexts, you create an experimental space where concepts collide unexpectedly. The standardized format, one idea per note, plain text, isn't a limitation, but a liberation. When you're not constantly deciding how to organize notes, your mental energy flows toward actual thinking. When writing, you're not brainstorming from scratch. You're examining clusters of notes that have naturally accumulated around your interests. Spread them out, look for patterns, construct a preliminary structure. Gaps in your argument become visible immediately, showing exactly what additional reading you need. This approach allows simultaneous work on multiple projects because insights from one area naturally cross-pollinate others. What doesn't fit your current manuscript becomes a starting point for the next. The Slipbox creates a virtuous cycle. Reading feeds notes, notes reveal gaps, gaps guide further reading. Each rotation adds value. You're not fighting your natural tendencies. You're building a system that works with how your mind actually operates, amplifying strengths while compensating for limitations. The Slipbox method offers something radically different, a simple practice that compounds over time. You don't need expensive software or complicated workflows. Read with a pen, write notes in your own words, and make connections. The resistance isn't about difficulty, it's about patience. Each note feels small, yet these investments accumulate into something far greater than their sum. The Slipbox grows with you, becoming more valuable with every addition, every connection, every return visit. This isn't just a better way to write papers. It's a fundamentally different relationship with knowledge itself. You're no longer consuming information and hoping some of it sticks. You're actively building an external mind that thinks alongside you, challenges you, and helps you see further than you could alone. Start today. Read something interesting. Write down one thought in your own words. Connect it to something you already know. In 6 months, you won't recognize your own thinking. The blank page will no longer terrify you because you'll never truly be starting from scratch. Your Slipbox is already calling. What will your first note say?